Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, to bring to you this great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He is concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life, to take you off the broad road of sin and place you on the straight and narrow way. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. And we are here on radio spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to those of you that are behind prison bars, as well as those of you that's out there in the free world. Because you are locked up in sin, you are locked up in the prison house of sin. But Jesus come to open up the prison doors. Praise God. Amen. On today, we're going to go into a message. We're going to do a Bible teaching on the coming of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Knowing that's a topic now among Christians today. The second coming of Christ. Praise God. Call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast as we start this teaching. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast as we begin this teaching. At the close of the broadcast, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Is ever a time to be ready for to meet the Lord? It is now. With all the changes going on in our world today, all the violence going on, people committing crimes of passion, amen, robbery, stop shoplifting, using drugs, witchcraft, these things people are doing. Alcoholism is a problem, with accidents going on, things of that nature. People are being incarcerated, locked up in local jails, in prisons, doing time. But I got news to let you know, Jesus come to save you from your sin. And I've spent time preaching the gospel to those of you, let you know it's time to repent. It's time to turn from sin. It's time to say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, I won't sin no more. Is ever a time to get ready to meet the Lord? It is now. Because the Lord is coming. Yes, he is. He's coming. And Jesus is coming back for a people that are ready. Not one that's getting ready, but one that is ready. And it's very important for every man, woman, boy, and girl to be ready. To those of you in the free world, Jesus come to save men's and women's, boys and girls from sin. Because even though you may not be in a physical prison or locked up in a local jail somewhere, but if you're walking around in the street, if you're locked up in sin, can't get rid of sin, you're in the worst prison of all. That is the prison house of sin. But Jesus come to open up the prison doors and set you free. Amen. Praise God. So you can be ready to meet Jesus. I'm telling you. It's important to be ready to meet Jesus, because so many people are dying, leaving this world, and not ready to meet the Lord. But we need to get ready to meet Jesus. Are you ready to meet Jesus? Praise God. Amen. And Jesus came into the world to bring salvation. I didn't come to talk about religion. I come to bring to teach you about salvation. Salvation is deliverance from sin. In order to make it to heaven, we must be free from our sin. Praise God. Amen. And Jesus come to set us free. Amen. That's good for our introduction, Missionary Velvet. Let's go to the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 24, and start reading at verse 1. What did Jesus say?
And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down.
Now, we are so fascinated with these things out there in the world, especially the young people. They are so fascinated with all the glamour, all the lights, and all the things that's out here in our cities. The nightlife, going to the clubs and things. But don't you know all these things will soon pass away? All these things will soon come to an end? We must, amen, get ready to meet the Lord. Now, they were showing Jesus all those fabulous buildings. All of those buildings. But Jesus was letting them know it's going to come a time when these things will soon pass away. But and I'm here to let you know, all these things we see in this world is only for a season. People celebrate, celebrations, partying, using drugs and alcohol, drinking alcohol. All these things will soon pass away. But we need to get something that will last for eternity. And Jesus brought salvation. Salvation is a life that will get in your soul and give you joy, peace, and happiness. Something that will last for eternity. Amen. Praise the Lord. What did the Bible say, Missionary
Bell? And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming, and of the end of the world?
Now, people got these questions, want to know, when is the end of the world? When is the rapture? People are talking about that. And that's on a lot of people's minds, because they see what's going on in our world today. But I'm here to let you know, in order to make it to heaven, we must be saved. Saved from our sin. Because if you're not saved, no, regardless to when the rapture comes, you will not be in a good position. Because only the pure in heart shall see God. St. Matthew 5 and 8. And in order for you to make it to heaven, your heart has to be pure. And Jesus come to purify our hearts, because the blood of Jesus come to wash us and cleanse us and make us whiter than snow, so we can live a changed life. So that's like Paul said in Galatians 2:20, for I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. That means I live in this world. But yet it's not me living, but Christ that lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Jesus will come inside of us and cause us to live a brand new life. We don't live like we used to live. We don't talk like we used to talk. We don't, amen, act the way we used to act, because Jesus brings forth a change. Change on the outside. And it's changing on the inside. That's the true life of Christ. Because when Christ comes in, sin goes out. It's time for the transformation. It's time for a change. When Christ get in you, he bring forth a change. There are certain things a Christian does not do. And when Christ come in us, he makes that change. So that we don't act like the devil no more. We don't act like the world, but instead we be born again by the power of God. And therefore we can live a brand new life doing a brand new thing, because it's no more I that live, but Christ on the inside. Amen. That's salvation, and that's what the world needs today. We're going to pick up another broadcast, because this is a powerful message. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Praise God. Just lay your hands on the radio as a point of contact as we pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for opening up today's message, talking about the second coming of the Lord. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I want to be ready. Forgive me of my sin. Lord, I won't sin anymore. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongue. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Let them know, Lord, you have a brand new way that they can change their lives. Lord, make them life brand new. Lord, touch the people and set them free. Lord, touch the people in the free world. Lord, bring them out of sin. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up, say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, the song said, only believe. All things are possible if you only believe. Jesus really came to this world to save you and the whole wide world, that we can be free. You heard the message that Ella Holmes preached to us? You hold fast and don't let go. And you continue to pray and tell God to mold you and make you to who you need to be. There's nothing too hard for you to him to do. Those of the free world, Ella Holmes and I love you, but Jesus loves you even more. He has a plan for you. You are not forgotten and you are not thrown away. You are important to us, but most of all, you are important to Jesus Christ. He is there for you. Those in the free will, thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. And God has a plan for you too. Remember that God loves with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I implore you, I encourage you to give Jesus a chance. And you will not be disappointed. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vera and myself. The Lord will open up doors. We'll be able to get into more jails and prisons to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we will pray for you. Amen. Those of you that write our ministry can write us for, those incarcerated can write for Bibles and other life-changing material. All material to prisoners are free. And the Spanish-speaking inmates can write for Spanish material. Call Jesus Love, the Spanish-speaking people. Today's broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.